Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Morning with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you.
Good morning, you guys.
Yes, good morning. We're rounding out with day 5 of our Dealing with Uncertainty devotional in the Bible app. There's a link to that in the description of this podcast if you guys want to follow along with us.
Mm-hmm.
And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, and then Tori's going to read the Devo.
Let's do it.
The scripture is Exodus 14, verse 14, and it says this: "The Lord himself will fight for you. Just stay calm."
The devotional says, "Practice being still." Just after they escaped from Egypt, Moses encouraged the Israelites with those words. Perhaps he understood that our natural reaction in moments of uncertainty is to restlessly bounce between anxiety and despair. Feelings of uncertainty can result in the prefrontal cortex in your brain shutting down, impairing your ability to solve problems, pay attention, and stay flexible. This increases your chances of engaging in irrational behavior and makes you more prone to anxiety, depression, and stress. That's why it's important to fix your mind on what matters by centering your heart on God's truths. Stillness is a discipline that takes continual, conscious practice, but the act of stillness sharpens our senses and makes us more aware of God's presence in our present circumstances. So, how do you practice being still? Well, one practical way is by walking through the 3 action steps discussed this week. Number 1, acknowledge your limitations. Spend a couple of minutes paying attention to what you're feeling and name those emotions. Give yourself permission to not feel okay. This process helps break the cycle of intrusive, anxious thoughts and helps your brain start to think through new ways to handle uncertain situations. 2, lay down your expectations. What's currently causing you to feel anxious or afraid? Visualize putting those concerns into a box, and then give that box over to God. Ask him to replace your worries with reminders of his promises. You may have to repeat this process several times before you feel ready to move on. 3, pick up God's declarations. Spend at least 5 minutes poring over God's promises and ask God to show you which ones he wants you to focus on that day. Some days it may seem like God has a lot to say. In others, it may feel like God is quiet. Both are normal, natural fluctuations in healthy relationships. Whatever you face in the weeks ahead, remember that nothing you experience is uncertain to God. He was at work in your past, he's here in your present, and he holds your future. Hold fast to his promises and trust that he is good.
Wow.
So good.
I love this.
I love it so much. I'm like sad this devotional is ending because I feel like there's so much wisdom in here.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I'm even okay if we do this devotional over and over again, because the thing that I was feeling as you were reading this devotional is that we spend time, energy, focus, attention, and give thought to the things that are important to us.
Yeah.
Whether it's remembering to eat, or remembering a loved one's phone number, or a password to an email account, or, you know, something on our to-do list. We remember the things that are important to us. Well, if that's true, do we think that what God declares over our lives, like what God promises me and what God promises you, do you think that's important?
Yeah.
And if you do, then we need to spend time memorizing these things, because they are our weapon against the lies, because they're truth, and truth battles lies.
Yeah.
And so I love the idea of using this devotional, such a practical way,
tool
with those 3 steps
to
remember God's declarations over our life, because I love the way it ended, is that God is never uncertain.
Yeah.
We may be uncertain, but he knows what he's doing. So we can assume the best of God, even if we don't know what's going on. But that doesn't happen naturally without us mm-hmm. practicing maybe those three steps.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like it really is a tool and it's so practical and also so relatable because as it was talking about in those moments of uncertainty, how we restlessly bounce between anxiety and despair, it's like, man, I feel that when something comes at me and my mind starts spiraling or it fixates on a problem. And I love looking at this as like a battle plan, you know, when I'm feeling anxious or uncertain about how a situation is going to unfold, you know, practice makes perfect. We have to actually practice being still. Like we have to acknowledge those thoughts. Okay, Lord, I'm feeling anxious right now. I'm feeling my thoughts start spiraling. Mm-hmm. I need to be still in your presence. I need to point out all the things that I'm feeling. I need to recognize that they're there. I need to give them over to you. And I need to just sit in your presence and remember that you cover me, your mm-hmm. grace covers me, and then continually fight all of those spiraling thoughts, like you said, with these declarations of truth, because it really is a war. You know, there is a war for our attention. There is a war for our mind. And if we're not actively fighting in the war, you know, and we can only fight spiritual battles with spiritual tools, you know, we can't fight a spiritual battle with physical tools. Like we have to do it in the spirit.
Yeah.
And we can only do that through prayer and being in God's presence and being still with him. And so I love like taking those three things down and journaling them out, like making it almost like a worksheet for yourself. Like, okay, Lord, here's my limitations. I'm going to write them down. Here's my expectations. I'm going to lay those down. Here are your declarations. I am going to speak them over myself. And it really is like your battle plan.
Yeah. If Tori and I get a chance to do this, maybe we'll make like a little Google Doc worksheet that, you know, we could just include in the description where you all could just like take it, save it and print it if you wanted to try it.
Yeah. If we don't get it up on like this podcast description, make sure that you're following us at the Mornings with the Masters on Instagram because we love like posting that kind of stuff over there.
Yeah, absolutely. You ready to pray us on out?
I am. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you that in our uncertainty, in those moments of fear or anxiety or despair, Lord, that we can sit in your presence and we can give you all of our stuff and you will exchange it, Lord, for your peace, for your joy, for your presence, God. We thank you. We thank you for that exchange rate. That doesn't make any sense, Lord. Would you help us today be still? Would you help us today fight against the distractions that seek to just grab all of us? Lord, we get so distracted. Even when we're in your presence, we find ourselves tempted to get on our phone or check something, Lord. Would you give us the fruit of self-discipline to actually lay it all down and press into your presence today? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. When now is the perfect time to throw in that worship music, break out the journal, and do some of those things Tori and I were just talking about.
Absolutely. And y'all don't forget that you are God's masterpiece.
And don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Arrivederci.